This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects focus on infrastructure, health, education and heritage, with particular emphasis on tribal empowerment. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th anniversary birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering to mark the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years. He highlighted that whenever the question of the country's honour, self-respect and self-rule has arisen, India's tribal society has stood at the forefront.
आज भगवान बिरसा मुंडा की 150वीं जयंती के इस भव्य आयोजन के साथ हम भारत पर्व की पूर्णता के साक्षी बन रहे हैं। मैं इस पावन अवसर पर भगवान बिरसा मुंडा को प्रणाम करता हूँ।
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at Surat Airport in the morning and reached the Antroli area, where a bullet train station is under construction. Mr. Modi interacted with officials and reviewed the work. The Affordable Medicines and Reliable Implants for Treatment AMRIT initiative completed 10 years today. Addressing the 10th anniversary celebration of AMRIT in New Delhi, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said the program has helped patients save around 8,500 crore rupees over the last 10 years. He noted that there are 255 AMRIT pharmacies across various states and union territories, offering more than 6,500 products, including drugs, implants, surgical disposables and other consumables, at discounts of up to 50% on the maximum retail price. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugaon police station last night. J&K DGP Nalin Prabhat said the deceased include 1 personnel of State Investigating Agency, 3 personnel of Forensic Science Laboratory team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team, and 1 tailor associated with the team. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary J&K Division Prashant Lokhande said the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
The Bharatiya Janata Party has suspended former Union Minister and senior party leader R.K. Singh from the party for 6 years for indulging in anti-party activities. The party has also issued him a show cause notice. R.K. Singh had been voicing his objections to the decisions of the party leadership for the past few days and had also been speaking out against the NDA. Ukraine struck a key oil terminal in the Russian port city of Novorossiysk overnight, triggering a fire and damaging key infrastructure. The depot, one of Russia's largest oil export facilities, was targeted by Ukrainian forces in an attack acknowledged by officials from both countries. The Ukrainian General Staff said strike damaged valuable infrastructure at the port and oil terminal, along with a launcher from Russia's S-400 air defense system. In men's cricket, South Africa ended day two of the first test match against India at 93-7 in their second innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Themba Bavuma on 29 and Corbin Bosch on 1 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said gate number 2 and 3 of Lal Qila Metro Station are now open for commuters. In a social media post, it said all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Qila Metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.